Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for their ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Mia Fregon. I go to Father Merck, and I'm one of the assistant head leaders for Santa's Anonymous.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 12.
Grade 12.
Yeah.
So last year. Okay. How long have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous?
I did a little bit in middle school with helping with donation stuff, but this year and last year were my first years in leadership positions.
Okay. Yeah. And so in leadership positions, what are you responsible for doing?
With assistant head leader, we're responsible for a lot of the big behind the scenes things.
Okay.
Because it's like mostly student led. So we help a lot with packing week and getting all the deliveries out to families, as well as planning events, making sure everything runs as smoothly as it possibly can.
Nice. Yeah. Now grade 12, you got excited about it. Are you excited? Like, what are you excited about? Are you excited about being done with school? Is it grad coming up? Like, what are we excited about? Because you got really excited when you said grade 12.
I'm excited for all the fun parts of grad. I'm going to post-secondary right after, so I'm not really ending school.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited for all like, the fun parts, like prom, all the like things Merck plans for the grads.
What do you guys plan? I went here, but it's so like, I have no idea.
We just did our first semester grad retreat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we went on like a little trip with like our vice principal, our religious liaison, and two other teachers.
Yeah.
We went out to like a little church just near St. Paul.
Yeah.
And it was just like 2 days of like playing games, food, just bonding with like everyone.
Yeah.
Did you say the first semester of it?
First semester. We do it first and second semester.
I know. Now, I don't want to ruin the surprise of what happens.
Oh, yeah.
What? Did you cried?
We do cry, but what happens on grad retreat stays on grad retreat.
That's right. But like it's like...
Yeah.
Impactful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to go to it.
Oh, no, if you're graduating, like, I think they do it at Trinity, too. I 100% recommend going.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's one of my favorite things I've done.
Yeah, I went, but it was, like, some people didn't want to because they were, like, nervous or they thought it wasn't, like, cool.
Yeah.
And, like, when I came back, I was, like, because, like, for me, it was only one semester. Like, you took... Half the kids went the first semester, half the kids went the second semester. Mm-hmm. When I came back, all my boys who were like, I don't know if I'm going, like, you need to sign up for this.
Yeah, no, I remember on the days like leading up to it, we were all kind of anxious because they don't tell you what you're getting involved in.
Yeah.
They just tell you kind of like the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
So I know leading up to it, we were all like, oh no, is this going to be really lame?
Yeah.
And it was not at all. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. So, because... We could talk about grad retreat all day long, but we're not allowed to.
Unfortunately.
So we'll move over to the next topic. What else outside of grad retreat are you excited about for grade 12?
I'm really excited for prom, obviously, but also there's this thing that I don't know if they've done it before, but they did it last year called Amazing Race.
Okay.
Where it's kind of like, I think like the Amazing Race Canada like kind of TV show thing.
Yeah, it's kind of
like that with grads. You make teams. They have like little setups all over town.
Cool.
And it's kind of like a competition.
Nice.
I don't know if there's a prize. I had some friends who did it last year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, the big night, prom.
Prom.
Have you already like started looking at dresses and accessories and rings and things?
I went to the local grad dress store in town, and I saw some I really like.
Okay.
I'm going to Edmonton next weekend to go look at some there too, just to see if I'm make sure I'm getting the one that I love the most.
Okay. Do you have like a style that you're thinking of? A color? Like
I really like the more like flowy dresses. I don't like the form-fitting ones.
Right.
And at the grad store in town, I went in thinking I was going to get pink or green. And I went there and I tried on a blue dress and it was probably my favorite color of all.
Yeah, yeah. So until you get there, you don't know.
Yeah, like yeah. So many people were saying
shop
that.
Shop often, Elliot. Yeah. Well,
yeah. I meant for clothes, but yeah, no, no dresses. But yeah, until you show up.
Yeah.
I love when Tanner burns me. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fun. And so for accessories, are you thinking like rings, earrings, necklace, maybe even a tiara, or is the tiara just like too much?
Tiara is a bit too much for me, but I kind of like accessories. Like I got the necklace, the earrings, and the ring already.
So, you do?
Yeah, I got necklace, earrings, necklace, and a ring on.
So that's, no. Is that what you're going to wear for grad?
I'll probably get a slightly different necklace and then maybe like a different, another ring.
Okay.
But like these are like my go-to accessories.
Nice. So I noticed your ring as soon as you walked in. What is that? They can't see it at home, but...
It's a gift that my boyfriend got me. So it's this gold little flower.
Yeah.
And it's very worn in currently because I wear it all the time. But
there you go.
One of my favorites.
Gorgeous. Okay. And so when does grad take place?
Like,
Yeah.
It's earlier this year than normally. We have our commencement ceremony May 31st. So we graduate and then come back to write our diplomas.
What?
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, there's kids who graduate and then they don't graduate?
I guess that could happen. I never thought about that. They kind of have, I think they must have some sort of idea leading up to it.
Well, you can have, like, a guarantee depending the percentage of the diploma.
Yeah.
But there's definitely
probably people
kids
who will be on
who
that,
are, like, on the line.
On that bubble.
I don't know. That's something the administration has to think about, not me.
Has it always been like this, graduation before tests?
It was last year as well, but I don't know about years before.
As long as I've been in high school, they've graduated earlier than they've diplomaed here.
I'm trying to remember what it was for me. I'd want to say we might have come back to it, though. We must have.
Yeah.
I just know after, like, graduation, it was a struggle.
Just senioritis.
Yeah, you're just like... Okay, I guess so. But you need to do it because, like, if you wait till the summer for grad, then, like, not everybody's going to show up.
Yeah, and then I know we were, originally all the students, we were like, oh, why are we graduating so early? It's hard for the teachers, too, because as soon as diplomas are done, they want to be done.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Doing all those exams. So, thought process, after graduation, like... Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
I've applied to a few schools so far, and I've gotten a conditional acceptance, but I'm going into nursing.
Okay.
So, plan is just kind of hang out for the summer, see all my friends before people start kind of moving away, and then go off.
And do you work at all?
I do. I have a job at Sport Check.
What do you do at Sport Check?
Everything.
Let's talk about it.
So, at Sport Check, we have kind of like five main departments.
Okay.
So we have, like, when you place orders online, that's my main one. I go and pick them, then I pack them. It's my favorite because it's a huge game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, you know, cashiers, the people you go to when you're, like, trying to find clothes.
Right.
When you're buying shoes, people open shoes. Yeah. And then, like, you're going to go get your skate sharpened, the people who do that.
Yeah.
How
long have you been there for?
A year.
Is this your first job?
Nope.
What was your first, like, what jobs have you had?
My first ever job was at the Vista Ridge Ski Hill.
Cool.
Yeah. I was there for one season, because it's just a seasonal position, obviously. And then I went to Tim Hortons for a year after that.
Okay. Let's talk about Vista Ridge. Do you live out?
I do. I live out there.
Okay. Because I was just like, there's no way you're living in town. And your parents are like, yeah, I'll drive you to Vista Ridge every day to go to work.
No, I live, like, probably about... a 2-minute drive from the Ski Hill.
How do you get to school every day?
I drive.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Ford Escape. So just like...
Nice vehicle.
Thank you.
Yeah. In grade 12. But I guess if you're in Sapri...
Yeah.
Like, your parents kind of have to, like, bite that bullet and be like, I can't be dropping you to school.
No, before that I took the yellow school bus and... It was good, it's just the kids on it were crazy. So I was like, I can't do it anymore.
That's a long school bus.
Oh yeah, I was on it for, I think, hour in the morning, hour and a half in the afternoon.
Oh my goodness. What kind of activities would you do on the bus coming home? Did people just, like, pass out and take a nap?
That's what I did most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't even really do homework on it because it's hard to write on
a bus.
That's
right, you can't read.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it was... It's crazy.
Man, really? 10 minutes. Wow, okay, well, we're out of time.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way. All right, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, I don't know.
I know. We put people on the spot with this one.
Shout-out my little sister who goes here because she helps me a lot with my assistant head leader things.
There we go.
She's great. She's grade 7, so hopefully she can do this one day.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Good shout-out. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.